Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
As we get started this weekend here on Beyond the Money Radio and the Beyond the Money podcast, I just want to get just a definitive answer, because you always hear that when it comes to paying your taxes and tax day and filing your taxes, is it better to get money back from Uncle Sam? Is it better to pay a little to Uncle Sam, or is it better to do nothing at all?
Well, I think of it like the three bears, and never, ever in my entire lifetime or career have I heard somebody say, I want to pay a little too much to the Internal Revenue Service. You know, they want to pay the least amount of taxes legally possible. And I would say you're probably going to want to be a little bit more like a baby bear or mama bear. You know, you want to get money back, or you're going to want to make sure that you're right at that break even. That is ideal, because, you know, getting a tremendous refund back, while that seems like a positive, that means you could have been earning interest on that. And finally, for the past decade, we can earn interest of a decent rate in our checking and savings. So you want to, maybe not checking, but at least savings. So you want to make sure that you're not overpaying, but at the same time, you certainly do not want to end up with a penalty and interest that just pours salt in that open wound that we have already.
I know everybody's plan is different. Everybody's paycheck's different. Everybody's withdrawals are different. But if someone's listening right now and they had to write a check to Uncle Sam for their taxes this year, what is the first thing they should look at to adjust that and maybe hopefully avoid that again next year?
Well, it all comes down to planning. It's not about preparation of historical information, historical data. It's planning. That's what we do here at Campbell & Company. We are planners. We are looking at the patterns from the past, whether it's your income, your types of income, where you're at in that timeline of life, and what's going on right now, and then what do we think is going to happen this next year. You know, many people were just really surprised that they owed extra dollars with their tax bill for last year. But, you know, look at it. I mean, if you look year over year, 22 to 23, interest income is up for most people. If you have some savings, you have dividends. If you have investments, they're going to be up. And, you know, if you have different RMDs, required minimum distributions, that's going to be up. You have cost of living increases with your pensions, your Social Security. Across the board, most individuals, unless they had something really unusual, had more income overall. And so that just means, you know, if you're not paying in the appropriate amount of taxes on all of your passive income, and passive income, Mark, is that income that doesn't have taxes withheld on it. That's your interest, your dividends, your rental income, things like that. So you want to make sure that you're doing the planning. It's so great when we can review a return with one of our clients that we did in November, December, like a year-end tax projection, and we're within a couple hundred dollars on every single line item. That is ideal. You have no surprises that way. You already have a plan for the cash flow, and you know there's going to be things that come every now and then that are going to kind of make things a little wonky or a little unusual for that year, but you know it shouldn't be a surprise. As soon as those things and those events happen, do some planning. Talk to your CPA, talk to your professional, and make sure that you are doing the most you can to pay the least amount of taxes possible.
727-334-0024. Think about the difference that your tax strategy could look like right now. Had you made the phone call 6 months ago, 8 months ago? What are you waiting on? Call the team today. Schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation. 727-334-0024. So what about tax loss harvesting? Is that a good opportunity? Is that a good option when it comes to a tax strategy?
Well, it can be. And, you know, it's just about knowing what you have. And if you don't know, that's why you work with a professional. There are many returns that you can do your own thing. If you've got straight income just coming from tax forms, W-2s, you know, Social Security 1099s, I mean, chances are it's just a simple tax return. You don't need a professional for that. But when you have different sources of income, different types of income, that's when planning can really, really pay the dividends for you. And like you said, Mark, don't wait. Don't wait till January of next year. Don't wait till February, March, which is what a lot of people do. They wait. We all have the same deadline, April 15th. I can go ahead and tell you right now, the deadline for next year, April 15th. Don't get surprised. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Do yourself a favor. Do this in advance. The tax planning, we are able to save, I can't even quantify the amount of relief that we can help somebody with something like a tax strategy, like tax loss harvesting. Someone sells a rental property. Someone is going to sell their business. Somebody's going to sell a big piece of land on the Gulf or the ocean or on an island, you know, outside of the United States. I mean, those are really ideal tax planning times. We have some deferred tax strategy for business owners who are, you know, getting to that phase, and they actually have offers now, you know, somebody wanting to buy your business. And there's many, many industries that are very, very coveted right now. They're desired. So if you're considering one of those offers, and maybe you thought that, you know, like me, you thought one of your kids was going to come and take over the business and, you know, be your succession plan. And, you know, I mean, Brooke works with me, but, you know, her idea is not to ever be like me. And, you know, our son, Jacob, he's not very well at math, but he's so, so smart, but very, very creative, loves doing what he's doing, but has no interest whatsoever in consulting and finances and money and math. And you really have to have a passion to do a really good job for your clients and to be able to help protect and guide them through their life and all these good and bad things are going to come along in life. And that's what we do differently here at Campbell and Company. And if you're that business owner and you thought you had a succession plan and guess what, it's not working out, Talk to us before you make that final decision, because we have abilities and tax codes that we are working with other clients on or have worked with other clients on to really make that buyout, that final sell of your largest asset, often your business, and make that stretch and make some really good tax decisions for you and your family. And if you wrote a big tax check last year and or just this past week, or maybe you have filed an extension and you still have that to come, don't wait. Now is the time to make sure that you are on track to pay the least amount of taxes legally possible. And I will go as far to say not even this year. Some years it is what it is, but planning forward over the next 5, 10, 15 years of your life, if you don't think that taxes are going to go up when the tax reform sunsets at the end of 25, I don't know. They're set to go up another 20-30% back to where we were just back in 2017. So now is the time. You have a year and a half, maybe even less, depending. We have an election coming up this year. Who knows what that's going to be like, but don't be caught off guard. Estate tax may go from a $12 to $13 million exemption from one individual down back to a $4 to $6 to an $8 million. So if you have accomplished those building assets over this past 10, 14 years, pay attention. Don't get caught off guard. These are opportunities that may never come back again in your lifetime, just like the solar eclipse. I've never seen so many people want to see a solar eclipse because this will be the last one I ever see in my lifetime. And you know what? In 25 years, I may not even know what a solar eclipse is, but you know, God willing, I'll be here. Right. But plan ahead for that. Don't just wait for that 25th year to get here. Live life. Live life. The life you have worked so hard for. Have fun, enjoy those experiences and those precious time that you have with your loved ones, your grandkids, your family members, because these are the things that we work so hard for, to have those experiences, the freedom of time to have those relationships, the freedom of time to do the hobbies and the things that we want to do, the freedom of time to travel, to have the experiences. That's why we work so hard. That's why we turn in our keys. That's why we get the retirement cake. And that is why we need a retirement plan, not just a tax plan, not just an investment plan, not just a how are we going to get our income in retirement plan, not just when we're going to turn on Social Security, but a true 360-degree retirement plan to get you to and through retirement. And if you have checked the box or checked that list of any one of those things that we just talked about, give us a call, 727-334-0024, 727-334-0024, or you can go online at mycampbellandco.com. Bankrate.com. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another 6 months. Do it today.
You know, if you're in the car listening this weekend and you're still a little chapped about writing that check to Uncle Sam, or maybe you're having to do the vouchers. Look, I told you off the air. Still trying to figure out. I'm still a little confused, a little shell-shocked. What did I do wrong? Like, what mistakes did I make so that I'm having to write more money, give more money to the government in taxes? And I'm not happy with it. I'm sitting there wanting to go through every detail of my paycheck and my withdrawals and my W-2. Where did I go wrong? And if you're in the same boat, reach out to Jackie Campbell. Reach out to the team at Campbell & Company. She can answer these questions for you. 727-334-0024. Again, 727-334-0024. You can meet the team. You can see all the services they offer at mycampbellandco.com. And Jackie, a lot of people this time of the year use the websites, use the robo-advisors to fill out their tax forms. Now, there's pros and cons to that. What's your overall take about filling out your taxes online, or maybe use an advisor, a robo-advisor overall?
Well, I mean, I think it certainly has its place, you know, and there's a lot of free services out there. If you're a senior, if you have very straightforward and simple returns, you know, then take advantage of that. There's probably not a whole lot you can do, but what they won't give you, they will not give you tax efficiency planning advice. And if you have money in a retirement account, and I would be willing to say that the majority of people listening have retirement accounts, that's where a CPA, that's where a certified financial planner, that is where someone who has fiduciary responsibility can actually help you pay the least amount of taxes, not just 1 year, but multiple years, and get you in that position that you can have your money. It's not what you make, it's what you get to keep. And taxes are one of those largest expenses. Taxes and insurance, two of the largest expenses you're going to have in your retirement. They're not going away. I don't think we're ever going to go to a zero system. I could tell you, if I was president, we would have a much simpler tax code, because it is way too difficult, even for someone who has over three decades, almost four, of experience preparing tax returns and seeing tax returns. I mean, when I started preparing tax returns, Mark, it was not long after I graduated high school. So I'm dating myself a little bit here, but it was by pencil. You had an eraser. We had big erasers. And if you made one mistake on those forms, you had to go back and make multiple changes on different pages. And it doesn't take you long to figure out how everything flows and how it all works. I think using technology, I think using like a robo-advisor, it's as good as the data that you put into it. When you truly understand how each type of income and different class of income affects the bottom line, and what deductions are able to be taken against different types of income, and how to make that as tax efficient as possible, and how to know to take just enough income out each and every year so that you don't throw yourself into that next nuisance tax called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. That's that income adjustment to your Medicare premiums that you're paying the next year. It can cost you up to $3,500 per person. So that's almost $7,000 for a couple. If you have a large capital gains, or you took a large distribution from one of your retirement accounts, or you had a distribution from a deferred comp from a rabbi trust, or whatever that may be for you, anything unusual can cost you for the next 2 years with Social Security through your Medicare premiums. Those are the type of nuisance taxes that I'm talking about. Estate tax is one of those nuisance taxes. I've seen someone recently, they did not do the proper planning with the attorney, with the financial advisor, and with someone, a CPA, that team of professionals like we use here at Campbell & Company to help you pay the least amount of taxes. And I can tell you, if you're having to write a $2,500 check or a $25,000 check, try writing a $2.5 million check to the United States Treasury. Those are painful. I have seen much higher, and you know, it just means they have a lot more zeros and a lot more income and a lot more complex tax scenario and financial portfolio altogether. But it's all relative. It's all relative to you and your financial plan. And if you're leaving everything up to the robo-advisor, or you're entering all the data in yourself, you know, have you ever consulted with another professional to see if there's some other planning that you can do? that's where you get your money multiplied from that investment, paying a professional to not only help you pay the least amount of taxes legally possible, but just to ensure and give you that confidence and clarity and direction so that you know, okay, I know I'm doing the very best I can and I can keep doing this. Or, hey, I really need somebody to guide me through this because I am a very emotionally driven person. And when things go wrong, that's when the emotions come out. When the market is high and reaching all-time highs and green grass and high tides will not last forever. And yes, that is a song, song written and played by one of my late friends, Huey Thomason, and he founded the Outlaws. And if you've ever heard that song, the market will not stay this high. The tide will not be high forever. There will come a time when the tide will go back out, the grass is going to turn brown, and that's when people scramble. Don't wait till that happens. Do it now. Do it when things are good. Do it when your accounts are at all-time highs. Take advantage of some of these opportunities that are out there to protect part of your assets and the money that you have worked so hard for. And let's go through the goals. Let's see how much you need to keep in liquidity. Let's see how much you need to have in a protected category. Let's look to see what kind of balanced investment strategy you have and how much you have positioned for growth. What I find, Mark, is normally when I sit down and analyze those four different quadrants, liquidity, protection, balanced income, balanced assets, and growth and accumulation, I find that there's typically going to be one leg or one box that's going to have a big zero in there. And there's typically two. I see the most in liquid and I see the most in growth. But having that balance, that is a true fiduciary planned retirement. It's going to have different zeros based on you and your situation and your income needs. But having that true portfolio, that 360 degree analysis that's going to help you accomplish your goals with the least amount of taxes legally possible and help you keep more of what you make, that's what we do differently here at Campbell Company. Give us a call, 727-334-0024 or online at mycampbellandco.com.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Tax planning services reference are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors. This radio show is a paid placement.